The coffee was good, and we drank it out of big bowls. The girl brought in a glass dish of raspberry jam. Thank you.
Hey, that's not the way, Bill said. Say something ironical. Make some crack about Primo de Rivera.
I could ask her what kind of jam they think they've gotten into in the riff.
Poor, said Bill. Very poor. You can't do it. That's all. You don't understand irony. You have no pity. Say something pitiful.
Robert Cohn.
Not so bad. That's better.
Now, why is Cohn pitiful?
Be ironic.
He took a big gulp of coffee. Oh, hell, I said, it's too early in the morning.
There you go, and you claim you want to be a writer, too. You're only a newspaper man, an expatriated newspaper man. You ought to be ironical the minute you get out of bed. You ought to wake up with your mouth full of pity.
Go on, I said, who do you get this stuff from?
Everybody. Don't you read? Don't you ever see anybody? You know what you are. You're an expatriate. Why don't you live in New York? Then you'd know these things. What do you want me to do? Come over here and tell you every year?
Take some more coffee, I said.
Good. Coffee is good for you. It's the caffeine in it. Caffeine, we are here. Caffeine puts a man on her horse and a woman in his grave. You know what's the trouble with you? You're an expatriate, one of the worst type. Haven't you heard that? Nobody that ever left their own country ever wrote anything worth printing, not even in the newspapers.
He drank the coffee.
You're an expatriate. You've lost touch with the soil. You get precious. Fake European standards have ruined you. You drink yourself to death. You become obsessed by sex. You spend all your time talking, not working. You're an expatriate, see? You hang around cafes.
He sounds like a swell life, I said. When do I work?
You don't work. One group claims women support you. Another group claims you're impotent.
No, I said, I just had an accident.
Never mention that, Bill said. That's the sort of thing that can't be spoken of. That's what you ought to work up into a mystery, like Henry's bicycle.
He had been going splendidly, but he stopped. I was afraid he thought he had hurt me with that crack about being impotent. I wanted to start him again.
It wasn't a bicycle, I said. He was riding horseback. I heard it was a tricycle.
Well, I said, a plane is sort of like a tricycle. The joystick works the same way.
But you don't pedal it.
No, I said, I guess you don't pedal it.
Let's lay off that, Bill said.
All right, I was just standing up for the tricycle.
I think he's a good writer, too, Bill said. And you're a hell of a good guy. Anybody ever tell you you were a good guy?
I'm not a good guy.
Listen, you're a hell of a good guy, and I'm fonder of you than anybody on earth. I couldn't tell you that in New York. It'd mean I was a faggot. That was what the Civil War was about. Abraham Lincoln was a faggot. He was in love with General Grant. So was Jefferson Davis. Lincoln just freed the slaves on a bet. The Dred Scott case was framed by the Anti-Saloon League. Sex explains it all. The Colonel's lady and Judy O'Grady are lesbians under their skin.
He stopped.
Want to hear some more?
Shoot, I said.
I don't know anymore. Tell you some more at lunch.
Oh, Bill, I said.
You bum.